When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode of the Nick Pop Podcast is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it's time to get some new windows or new door, you got to go with Pella. Why? Well, first of all, because they can provide window and door solutions to literally any home. And the people are fantastic. Clint, Steve, Vince, Brian, everybody there, total studs. And you know what else is great? The peace of mind and knowing you're going to be working with Pella and only Pella the entire time. Do you realize that when you work with some other window companies, I won't name names, all of a sudden questions pop up like, who's installing it? And it's like, well, now you got to call them. They're going to do that. Who's going to pre-finish it? That's not us. You got to call someone else for that. And before you know it, you're working with like four or five different people. Ugh, you want the convenience and simplicity of working with one company, not three or four. That is Pella. Check them out on the web, PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. All right, on the pod today, Mitch Ballack. Creighton sharpshooter, Creighton senior to be, wanted to check in with Mitch. Last time we spoke to Mitch on the pod was right when I got back from New York, and obviously I was with Mitch in New York because it was a Big East tournament, and they had just shut down the NCAA tournament. They shut down the NBA. It was like everything had just broke, and we kind of recapped the season, and I got such good response from my conversation with Mitch that I immediately said, I got to get this guy back on the pod. I mean, there's some guys that are just fun to talk to and pick their brain on different things, and Mitch certainly falls into that category. But, you know, I feel like I wanted to get a player's perspective on what this entire 3 months, 3.5 months have been like in terms of, you know, trying to find a gym, trying to work out, trying to stay in shape, trying to work on your game, trying to stay in touch with your teammates, trying to do class. And then also, you know, how hard has it been being just a college kid during this time socially? Like, I've had conversations with some of my friends about, like, what period of your life do you think this pandemic would have been the most challenging, you know? And I always said my answer was college. Like, right when you kind of gain your independence and you're on your own and being social and hanging out and meeting different people and seeing different people and all those things are at, like, the height, you know? Like, there's nothing better than your social life in college. And so my answer was always like, yeah, probably like, you know, when I was 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. And that's Mitch right now. So I wanted to kind of pick his brain on what that's been like too. So, Mitch was fantastic. Warning on this. So we did this via Zoom because it's always nice to be able to see the person when you're talking to him. Mitch's connection wasn't great at times. Apparently the internet in Eudora, Kansas is not up to speed at times. So just a warning to when you're listening to this, there's going to be a few times that, you know, Mitch cuts out or the audio gets, you know, sounds funny. Just wanted to warn you. By now, we've all done enough Zooms during this pandemic that we all know what that is like. But sometimes I know for me, if I'm listening to an interview or I'm listening to a podcast, it helps me to know going in if the connection's going to cut out at times or whatever. But this was still a really good conversation. It's very interesting, but I just wanted to warn you that the internet connection at times for Mitch's in via Zoom wasn't perfect. He cut out a little bit, but it was still fantastic. So let's get to it, man. Without further ado, here is the Creighton sharpshooter, Mitch Ballack. All right, he's Mitch Ballack. He's the sharpshooter from Eudora, Kansas. And Mitch, I would start with a simple, like, how are you doing? But how are you is such a loaded question now with how crazy life is. But are you doing okay? Life going all right for you? What's going on with you, man?
Yeah, everything's going well. Can't really complain much. Just right now, I'm actually back in Eudora. Picked up a couple shifts because I need some money to live life now. You know, not being on campus with a meal plan kind of hits your pockets a little different.
Okay, where are you working? So, what's paying the bills right now for Mitch?
It's a GM plant. It's called Jack Cooper. So it's like a GM plant, and then we work like it's like the cars come off the assembly line, and then I park them, and then the loaders put them on the trains and ship them out. So
look at you. Look at you, man.
Trying to get some money, man.
Okay, so you're back? Because it's funny, the last time you and I talked, we had just got back from New York. The NCAA tournament was canceled. NBA was canceled. And then, you know, the quarantine, social distancing thing all kind of took hold here. Where have you been for the last 3 months? You've been mostly back at home in Kansas. Have you been in Omaha? Like, where have you been for most of these 3.5 months?
For the majority, I've been in Omaha. Just kind of working out with those guys. I've been working out at the factory, just because it's good. It's a good spot, and I can get away and kind of go at my own time. And then working out with Coach A since June 1st when the NCAA allowed us to. So other than that, I've just been in Omaha, and then I came home for a little bit. So I'm going to stay here till after the 4th.
Okay, so you mentioned
head back to school.
You mentioned working out. Like, how hard has that been? You know, finding a gym, finding someone to get good work in with. Like, what has that been like throughout this process? Because obviously you're a gym rat, and you, like, you can't just sit around for 3 months. You got to keep on working. What's that been like?
For sure. It's actually been pretty good for me personally. I've had, like I said, the factory. I don't know if you've heard of that place. Yep. It's off 144th, in between, probably 20 minutes outside of Omaha or downtown. And so I've been working there. They have a gym. They have a good setup for me, and they just let me use the weights and whatever, the court, whenever I need. And then since I've been home, I actually have a trainer I used to work out with in high school that I've been in the gym with. So we've been working on some different things that just to help me for next year and just to focus on. But the weight side of it's actually been very beneficial. Like once June 1st came, then I was able to work out with the strength coach.
Right.
So I had 2 weeks with him, and then I left. So he just kind of got my body feeling well, like feeling really good, and then back to where I was at during the season because I started to stiffen up and all that. So it's been pretty good my way. I haven't really had that many restrictions. I mean, I haven't been able to use the facilities, and I mean, you're not getting the open runs with people because it's not allowed, but everything else has been going pretty well. So I've actually been I've actually been in a good situation to get some work in.
Okay. How hard is that though? With like, okay. So, you know, there's only so many 1-on-0 workouts you can get in to feel like you're really improving. How hard has it been to work on your game, but then not be able to like take what you're working on and implement it into a 5-on-5 pickup game situation like that? I mean, to think this is probably the longest you've gone in your whole life, dang near, without playing 5-on-5 competitively consistently.
Yeah, it definitely has been. And I mean, there's no basketball shape unless you're really like playing 5-on-5. You know what I mean? Like, you can always stay in shape a little bit, do the best you can to really not really have that much rust to rust off, you know?
Yeah, right.
Whatever they say. So it's pretty difficult just because you like to add things and then try them. So you're not just doing things crazy in the game. But right now I'm just really focused on strength, and I'm trying to get my vertical back, and I'm defensively just trying to slide a little more, like just stay with guys a little better. And I haven't been able to see if I have improved in that area, but I think I definitely have, just because at the end of workouts I kind of have some legs, I can go up and dunk the ball every once in a while. So
look at you,
it feels good. So in that sense, I'm getting more powerful and more explosive, but from a game standpoint, I don't know if the stuff you're putting in really, like, you can't really test it like you said. So it's pretty difficult in that sense.
What are you doing? Are you in constant communication with Jeremy, the strength coach? And you know, I've talked to you a little bit on road trips, talking about how much you feel like Jeremy has helped your body and helped how you feel. What are you in constant communication with Jeremy and him kind of giving you a plan on what to do? I know since June 1st, you've been able to kind of work with him a little bit, but what is the offseason look like in terms of the new strength coach and Jeremy, who's been here for about a year now?
Yeah, we haven't been with him for an extensive period of time. Like myself, I haven't, because he came in the middle of the summer, and then we were getting into prep for Australia, and then we were in Australia, and then the off season, obviously this happens. So I haven't had like an extensive period of time with him. So I was really looking forward to this summer. That's why I was up in Omaha. So I was working out with him for a little while, and then they shut us down completely for about a month. I wasn't working with him, but he talks to us continuously kind of, so he just says, text a picture of what you have for a gym situation and he'll modify our workouts to what we have. But like I said before, I have a lot of stuff. There are a couple of days where I don't have what I need to do some things that's on my sheet and on my workouts. So he'll modify it and put in different movements and different lifts to make up for that stuff I'm losing. But for the most part, it's been pretty good. And I just, like, I'll tell him the day before, hey, I don't have this. Can you swap something in? Or, hey, I have a question on this. How do we do this? And he'll show me. So he's been really good. He's been really responsive and just updates it as I go. Because I've been moving around and jumping around and in different places. I have different situations. So he's been doing a really good job just communicating. And then as long as you talk to him, I mean, he'll make it work because he's smart enough to do that.
I know last year, I think your off-season focus was finishing around the rim, different creative scoop shots, different, you know, opposite foot, you know, different things. And I think it helped a lot. Like, you were a much better finisher at the rim. Do you have an emphasis? Like, have you been like, this off-season, it's this that I'm really working on? What has been the main focus on the court?
Right now, I'm doing a lot of, like, if you watch NBA games, I mean, Doug is especially, they put and a lot of, like, those transition, secondary transition, that high, that color screen at the top of the key and coming off shooting that. I'm shooting a lot of those. And then on the defensive, a little quicker. And a lot of that's strength stuff with Jeremy. And he's been working on that with me and just opening up my hips and allowing me to sit lower in a stance and just kind of get better on the defensive end. That's really my main focus. And then if I can just maintain everything that I've put in on the offensive end and just keep at that and keep trying to perfect that and then carry along and bring my defense along, then it'll be good. So I'm trying to get back. I'm actually going to go back to Omaha Monday, Wednesday to work out with him just to kind of – because when you don't see him for 12 or 13 days, my hips start to get tight and my body starts to tighten up. So I'm going back up to see him, and I'm fortunate enough, so it's only a three-hour drive, so I can go quick, go back, see him a couple of days, and then I'll be right back to the sixth, and I'll start working out with him again full time. So it'll be good.
How hard is it, like, what's it been like for being a leader and not being able to be around the entire team? Like, that's got to be really hard in working out together, playing together, building that chemistry, all those things that are so important for the success of a team. Like, have you guys done a bunch of group chats, a bunch of different Zoom calls or anything like that? What has that been like in terms of being able to stay in touch with your teammates during this time?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. And there's kind of a fine line you have to, it's kind of like, I mean, you don't want to over talk to people, you know, because they're at home with their families and they're on their own regimen. They're doing their own thing. But just kind of checking in and see how everything's going, like what we're doing right here. And just stuff like that. In the course of a week, like, I actually just got off the phone with Jet, talking to him a little bit. I talked to Marcus last week because Marcus and I were talking when we were going to go back to school and get back into our routine. But I told him I was going to stay till the sixth. So just stay home with his family. And he decided to stay home with his family and just enjoy this time because, I mean, at the end of the day, we haven't had this time to this extensive period of time to be with family. So it's good in that sense. But just kind of staying together. We do a couple Zooms. We've actually been talking in our group message, trying to get just all players on a Zoom and just talk, see how everybody's doing and catch up. So we'll probably do that later this week, I'd assume. But other than that, it's been kind of difficult. You kind of just pop in. And it's hard to, you never know what people are doing. Everybody's on different schedules, so it's hard to get a time to find to, like, sit down and chat for 5 minutes. But usually you can text back and forth, and it's been good. So hopefully we can keep that chemistry, you know, like we had last year, and just bring those other guys along with it and just pick the ball up and go.
And so you've had no school, right? Like, there's been no online stuff. Have you had no school since mid-March?
No, everything went online. Because we were on spring break, so then they had an extra week. They gave us an extra week just for the teachers to go to the online platform. So we finished out, and then some guys, I think we finished like May 8th or something, and then some of the players started classes for the first session May 11th, and then I started May 15th. So I'm in a class till July 31st, gotcha. And a lot of guys are – some guys go till like middle of August. So just all online, and it's kind of hard. It's kind of difficult because there's just a lot to – a lot to watch and a lot to read and a lot to keep up on, because when you're not getting the lectures, the teachers have to supplement something. And,
right.
I mean, it's been kind of difficult, but at the end of the day, it's pretty, I mean, it's easy if you stay up on it. It's just like anything.
Hey guys, quick break to talk to you guys about Pella Windows and Doors. And I want to make sure that you guys understand that Pella Windows of Omaha and Lincoln, they're following CDC guidelines during this coronavirus situation. They can safely serve any of your window and door needs in the showroom or in your home. All the employees at Pella and the customers are completing a COVID-19 questionnaire as provided by the CDC prior to entering the showroom, entering the office, and any potential customer's home. And all the employees are required to self-quarantine for a recommended 14 days if that individual comes into contact with someone who's tested positive, if they traveled anywhere outside of the Omaha-Lincoln area. Bottom line, they are taking all the necessary precautions to make sure that they are safe and you are safe, so you can safely move forward with your window and door needs. And on top of all that, as a result of all this stuff with the coronavirus, Pella is offering temporary special financing options. They are now available. So, man, now is the time to take advantage of these special rates and put that value back into your home, and you have that peace of mind knowing that all the necessary safety protocol and precautions have been put into place by Pella, so you know the whole time you can feel safe. Give Pella a call, 402-493-1350, or check them out online at PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. What's this been like being a college kid in terms of socially? Like, let me tell you, Mitch, I'm 36 years old. I got a 4-year-old daughter. I got a pregnant wife who's due in a week. So for me to sit at home and not do anything hasn't been that tough, and it hasn't been terrible. But for someone like you in college, you know, obviously you're a basketball player, you want to work on your game, but like a part of college is like hanging out, going to parties, being with people. How hard has it been socially for you?
For me personally, I mean, I'm like you. I like getting out. I like talking to people. Yeah. I like building relationships with people. I don't like sitting in my room. I can't really do that. So I really struggled at the beginning because it was just different. My life was different. And then as stuff started to kind of get back to a little bit of normalcy, I started finding a gym, and then I could kind of keep my mind at ease when you start working out again and when you start finding the gym. But that social aspect, like you said, like that campus life, you don't get it. And it's definitely, there's a void there, but you just have to try and do things and communicate with people to try and fill the void and do the best you can. But it's definitely been difficult. And I mean, with Marcus coming back, working on his knee, I would hang out with Marcus a little bit after his 2-week quarantine, you know? So,
right.
So that was funny, but that's just, once he got back, we did things that we've never done before. We went fishing and we had a bunch of time to go do things. So it was kind of nice because we just kind of got to go off and do what we want, just in life and in like space, you know, we had nature and we could do things. So that was nice. But other than that, it's been pretty difficult.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the truths of life is like, if you lose something or the threat of losing something makes you appreciate it even more if you get it back or if you have it at all. And like everything with this pandemic, like that's all encompassing, whether it's me and you who love basketball. Like I bet you would love nothing more than to go to practice and do your least favorite defensive drill just because, damn it, I'm with everybody. I'm with my team. I'm back and it's normal. And same thing socially. Have you found perspective in that? Like, man, I would give anything to have just a crazy day of class, a hard practice, just so it could be back to normal and back to what things were. Like, if you find yourself yearning and appreciating life and basketball more?
Yeah, I would definitely go into practice and do 20 minutes of 5-ball closeouts right now. I'd do a tug wheel, dive on the floor, whatever we need to do. Skim my knees, whatever. But I mean, like, in terms of coping with the situation and like coping with like everyday life, how your approach, I think guys' approach and like attitudes are definitely going to change. And if they don't, I mean, that's
that's your fault. You know, you control what you can control. But one thing I focused on when I was, I mean, when life was normal and we didn't have anything to worry about, was just approaching the day like just to win it. Like a lot of us in the locker rooms just say win the day, you know? So I think we got that from Oregon. I think Oregon started doing that, Oregon football. So we just were like, let's get it. Let's win the day. So we go in and kind of had a positive attitude, and the more positive people are, the more fun it is. And that stuff wears off on one another, and the culture and the atmosphere is just a whole lot more fun to be a part of. So we did a really good job. We didn't really take, I mean, some days you have bad days. You know how it is. You've been in college. You're an athlete.
Yep.
You have bad days, and you just have to minimize those, and just your approach has to be the same. But I think when we come back, guys are definitely going to be itching to get back and get back into the flow of things. And I think it's definitely going to – there's just a different perspective, because at the end of the day, when something's taken away from you for about 5 months at least right now, and it's just not the same, I mean, it kind of – you kind of start to think about how good we had it, you know? Like we had everything we had, and we were on campus and with a meal plan. And then when you take that meal plan away and you're starting to pay – your food, I mean, you start to really appreciate what's going on around there when you don't have it. So I definitely will have a different outlook, and my mentality will be a whole lot different just around everyday life and campus life. So definitely.
So there's I want to ask you about Tyshawn, you know, because there's one guy that won't be back when you guys all get back together. That's always a really hard spot for a teammate and someone in your situation, where it's like, you want what's best for your boy, for Ty. You want what's best for him. You also want to support him and what he wants, but you also know that if he leaves, that's probably not best for the team and what you guys could maybe do next year. Like, how did you see that decision? Did you just give him space and say, Ty, this is 100% your decision? What was that like? Because he's obviously signed with an agent, and he's entered the draft, and he's right, moving on to bigger things.
Yeah, like you said, I think you hit it on the head. You kind of just, I mean, he's my guy. He's been my guy since even before we got on campus. So when we stepped on campus, you know, we both had a dream to do what we wanted. I mean, we both had a dream, and that was our everyday life is going to determine whether we make it happen or not. And Ty did an unbelievable job, and he kept getting better every year. So when you see a guy like that in the draft and hopefully reach his dreams, you just want to support him and wish him all the best. But when I was talking to him early, like before, January, you know, you kind of think about it, you're playing well, and you just kind of, conversations like that happen, you know, it's just what it is. And I'm just saying, hey, do what's best for you. And I'm sure Mac had the same conversations with him, like, hey, we could do this with you, but at the end of the day, it's your decision. So having a guy like that, I mean, leading scorer on your team, I mean, it's tough to replace, and it's tough to move on without a guy like that. But at the end of the day, we have weapons to do that. And I mean, we have a guy, I mean, Antoine will come in and fill that void, hopefully, and he'll do everything in his power to be, I mean, he's really good, really talented. So when you have a guy like that, when you lose a really talented player and you gain a really talented player, hopefully we can just cancel it out. In the basketball world, man, there's turnover all the time.
You know, when we think about, you know, next year, there was an announcement of a certain game on the schedule, and that is playing at Kansas in Allen Fieldhouse. As a guy that is from Kansas, Eudora, Kansas, KU's in the back, you're in the backyard of Rock Chalk Jayhawk country. What give me the emotions when you saw and got the news that it's going to be Creighton at KU sometime, I think, in December, early December.
Yeah, it hasn't really sunk in yet, you know. And during this time when they released the schedule, I was in Eudora, and I went golfing, like just a little course. I went golfing with my head coach. He was pumped up, you know, just because you don't get to play at KU much, you know.
Right.
Especially the situation that I'm in and just kind of my journey and, like you said, in the backyard. So when I saw it on the schedule, it was kind of crazy. And it hasn't sunk in. It's not going to sink in until I'm standing on the court. That's just how it goes. But I think it'll be a great opportunity. I hope there's 16,000 people in there to go wild. I think it'd be fun just to add to the college basketball experience, you know.
Yeah.
But
I'm ecstatic. I think it'd be awesome, and obviously the ultimate. You want to leave Allen Fieldhouse with a W. I mean, teams do. It's tough to do, but I mean, we're gonna have talent to do it. So it'll be fun. I just hope 16,000 people can be in there and everything's normal, and we can get after it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. We're a little rapid fire to kind of get you out of here. Appreciate you taking some time out here. Give me, this one's not like a short answer, but did you watch the Jordan documentary? I'm curious, as a basketball lover, did you watch The Last Dance? Did you watch it? What did you think of the Jordan doc?
I did watch the Jordan doc. I got behind a couple Sundays, so I had to watch it on Tuesdays or whatever. So I wouldn't get on Twitter or anything to see what spoilers. People were talking about. You know how that is.
Yep.
But my biggest thing is just, he's a killer. The dude's a dog. Whatever. I think the quote that really stood out to me, I mean, especially in today's game, it's all different. There's different science behind the body and different all that. But it was a quote that Roy Williams said when he was in college. He's like, some guys turn it on and off, but he's like, Jordan, he said there's one player that can turn it on and off. And he's like, and that's Michael Jordan. He's like, but he never turned it off.
Right.
And I was like, stuff like that. I mean, when you hear about that, a guy that just every day shows up in his approach, he leads by example. I think that screams volumes to people, especially young people, just to kind of see that, especially not that he wasn't our dad, he was retired before I was even watching basketball. So when you miss that and you kind of hear the stories and hear the people talk about it, it's just unbelievable. And I mean, in today's game also, this is another part, just a different part that I think about from like a leadership aspect. And from a approach to your teammates, I don't think that would be successful today, because guys today, you have to know who to go at and who to really not go at, for lack of a better term. You have to know how to talk to people, because everybody responds to things differently. And I think if you go at people like that, I think some might shut down. You might not, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You might not get the response that you're looking for. And in good conscience, you want the best for the team, and you want the best for that guy, but sometimes that's not the best way to do it. But I think it worked for him, and it definitely worked for him. He won 6 times. So, but I just don't think that an approach like that from a leadership standpoint is beneficial for the team, beneficial for each individual. So that was my take on that. But at the end of the day, he's a killer. He's high level.
He is an assassin, man. He's a total assassin. Yeah, did you?
And that's the thing. Here's the thing. After all these, I know everybody likes to debate stuff. I don't like debating it. I'm a Kobe guy through and through. That's just how it goes. But I think I was talking to somebody, and they said LeBron is probably the better he's the better overall player, but Jordan is the best player ever. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
You can kind of, Bron can do it all, but Jordan's just gonna win.
Yeah.
I like this winning at all costs. Sometimes you just got to make people uncomfortable and get out of your own comfort zone. Cause like down the stretch, he was always uncomfortable, and he just always came up clutch. Dude just,
yeah.
He just delivered. So I think that's big time.
Are you going to think twice about ordering a pizza the night before you're playing at like Villanova or something like that now after the pizza flu game?
Yeah, honestly, after some of those restaurants, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm in a food coma. So I think we're good if we pass on that.
All right, if you could,
I was just about to say, I don't think Creighton University is at the Michael Jordan level in his 90s.
I don't think so. You never know. You better be careful, Mitch, when you're on the road, man. That's all I'm saying after this.
Exactly.
If you could steal a basketball skill from one of your teammates, what basketball skill would you steal, and who would it be from?
That's a good one. Like teammates right now, or
yeah, or right what? Now. Let's say last year, the team last year and the team right now. So you could say if you want to take Tyshawn something, you can. If you want to take whatever, you can. You go ahead.
So I'd steal Reese on ball defense and just his knack for just being a pest.
Yeah,
I like the way he can pick up 94 feet and stay in front of the dude. And I think if I was able to do that and really lock up, I think I could be a pro,
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel Maybe I'll work with him to get a little trade off. I'll give him my jumper, and he'll give me some defense.
It'd make both of you better.
You think you'll go for that?
I think it's genius. I wish there was a way you could make a deal. Yeah, go to the basketball gods and be like, all right, Dr. Naismith. Give Reef about 10% of my jump shot. Give me about 10% of his defense. We'll call it even right there. We're good.
With this Space Jam 2, I'll hit up LeBron and be like, yo, let me get in on this.
That's a perfect answer. I wasn't sure where you're gonna go with it, but that's perfect. What best player you played against in college so far?
Ooh, that's a good one. Best player. I don't know. In the conference, I'd honestly say I just think Jalen Brunson. I have a lot of respect for Jalen Brunson.
That's – yep, yep.
I think in the conference, I thought he was the most solid just overall college player you've seen. You know, like he's one of those guys you see every decade, you know. I just have a lot of respect for him.
It's a good answer. That would have been –
I'd probably say Jalen Brunson.
I think it's a good answer.
That whole team was really good.
Yeah, the team was really, really good. Mitch, we'll wrap it up. Go get ready to do your thing so you can make some money to eat some Jimmy John's sandwiches or something like that, man. This was fun. We'll catch up. Let's do this again right before the season starts, and hopefully everything's back to normal and you're doing defensive drills and skinning your knees and all that stuff, man.
For sure. That sounds good. I'll be in the corner with Reed, teaching him how to shoot, and he can teach me how to guard.
There you go. Perfect. I love it. Good call. Thank you, Mitch. All right. My thanks to Pella Windows and Doors. If you're thinking about a new window or a new front door, now is the perfect time. Give Pella a call at 402-493-1350 or check him out online at PellaOmaha.com. We will see you next time on the Nick Baugh Podcast.
A Parkville Media Production.